Psalm 112 in the Message Bible. It says that you have a blessed life. You will relax in the midst of your enemies. It's in the Message Bible. I want to read it. It says you have a blessed life and you will relax in the midst of your enemies. Let me read the psalm for you. It said, hallelujah, blessed man, blessed woman, who fears God, who cherish and relish his commandments. One of his commandments is what you are obeying, fasting. Their children robust on the earth, and the homes of the upright, how blessed. Their houses brim with wealth and a generosity that never runs dry. Sunrise breaks through the darkness for good people. God's grace and mercy and justice. Now it is coming. The good person is generous and lends lavishly. No shuffling or stumbling around for this one, but a sterling and solid and lasting reputation. The place I was quoting is coming very soon. He said, unfazed by rumor and gossip, heart ready, trusting in God. You are the righteous. The righteous, their heart is steady, trusting God. One, two, go. Let's read the verses 8 in the Message. Spirit firm, unperturbed, ever blessed, relaxed among enemies. You'll be relaxed among your enemies, brother. They lavish gifts on the poor. A generosity that goes on and on and on. An honored life, a beautiful life. Someone wicked takes one look and rages, but blasts away, but ends up speechless. There is nothing to the dreams of the wicked, nothing at all. I declare over you this year, you will relax in the midst of your enemies. You will relax in the midst of your enemies. Because you are a righteous man, you have an honorable life, and you have a beautiful life, and you relax among your enemies. You have an honorable life. You have a beautiful life. Let's come to the King James in the verse 3. That is where we have been praying. He made us. He said, wealth and riches shall be in his house. I don't know where you live, but this is a scripture to receive. He said, wealth and riches shall be in his house. Shall be is put there to make the sentence readable and nice. But the main thing is wealth, riches in his house. It is not even going to be this in his house. I like it. And his righteousness endureth forever. The enduring of the righteousness is that there are riches and there is wealth in his house. Say, Heavenly Father, I make a declaration as the heir of righteousness, the heir of the world, a man empowered, a man empowered, a man empowered to produce and create wealth. I declare, I see riches and wealth in my house because of generosity. I declare my generosity will go on and on and on. I declare riches and wealth in my house. 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 My generosity will go on and on. I will relax among my enemies because I have an honorable life and a beautiful life. I declare tonight that as I pray, this is my word. This is my word. An honorable life, a beautiful life, relaxed among my enemies is my portion. My seed, my children, they are blessed on the earth. I declare by the word of God, by the word of God, by the word of God, I have an honorable life, a beautiful life. The angels of God, they ensure it. The blood of Jesus ensures it. The power of God ensures it. A beautiful life, an honorable life, and relaxation among my enemies. I don't know you, but in your house, whether it's Azongo Lane, whether it's as cantonment, whether it's East Legon, whether it's Madina Zongo, wherever it is, there will be water. Whether it's airport residential, or it is Dansoman, or maybe it is in the northern region, what shall be there? What shall be in that house?
whether it's Matayoko, whether it's Boche, whether it's Botema, whether it's Adringano, whether it's Mimbasem, whether it is Ogojo, wherever it is, what shall be there?
Starting tonight, may God cause there to be so much wealth so that your generosity can go on and on and on. Today, as I was preparing, as I was praying with the Lord, because I had got some things I'd written out, I'd taken my checkbook and I've signed some checks by myself. So I was looking at them. I've actually signed them for 9 months now. I look at them. So the days I preach about wealth or something, I go back for them. But it's in my wallet. That's why I brought my wallet upstage. Because I'll pull them out when I begin the prayers. I look at them. They are unbelievable figures. I look at them. So whilst I was there and I was thinking, then I remembered how 2009, I adopted a young girl to take care of. So I took this young girl. The mother had an accident on the Winneba Road where timbers rolled from a tracker. It rolled from the tracker and fell on the mother's leg and broke the bones into pieces. So when I met them, she had finished JSS and she had finished it. I was then working. The mother's leg broken in the house, so that had become the focal point. So she was seated in the house. I was working then, doing some projects. I was getting something small. So I adopted her, worked with her to circle, put her in school, paid fees, brought her to the house, taught her math, science, taught her in the house. I taught her, followed up to the school, make sure they were teaching her. She finished, she went to the nursing school, paid fees, she graduated. So I was there, then she called. She said, "Apostle, please, I want to name my child after you." Because she had married and given birth. I said, of course. So they named the child after me. The baby I've not even seen. I have to go and look at the baby. He said, "Apostle, please, I want to thank you. And my husband is here. We want to thank you for all that you have done. Your generosity must go on and on." And as at that time, I was not even doing well like this. No. I just finished school. No marriage, nothing. I was just working. And I was... That's not the first. Your generosity must go on and on and on. I brought a young woman. My wife brought a young woman today. I'm saying it before we begin praying. Brought a young girl. When she saw the girl, said, "Apostle, this girl, the Lord said we should take her like a daughter." I'm like, okay. She brought her home. She had not written. She had written the essays but not passed. So she came to work. I said, "Okay, now you are our daughter. So let me see how diligent you are with your work." She worked a little. I taught her. I even employed Pastor Kelvin. "Pastor Kelvin, didn't I employ you to come and teach the girl?" After all our teaching, she still failed the exams. Then, encourage her still that, listen, first time, second, write again. So she wrote again. We pushed her to university. In the university, some extra classes, then she passed the thing. Now she's finished. She's doing service. Away from the house, doing service. She will send message, Apostle. So I see, I say, "You are under divine training. Do well where you are." Anytime she'll come up. But you see, your generosity, I'm telling you this as a pastor, your generosity must go on and on. Before I came here today, I met a family that wanted to travel. I paid money. It's not, I don't tell you things like that, like do something. No, that's why I said we are giving it. I have already become long time. The lady has to travel tomorrow. I paid money. Pocket money, I gave. I said, "Take. You think I need more than them?" But I know the principle. In the house of the righteous, wealth and riches shall be in the house of the righteous. And you're going to live because of generosity, so that your generosity can go on and on and on and on. How do you feel? You must be a rich man. You must be a wealthy man. You are the righteous. You must do well so that your generosity can what? Can go on and what? And on and go on. An honored life and a beautiful life. Psalm 112 verse 9. Let's read it together. They lavish gifts on the poor. A generosity that goes on and on and on. An honored life and a beautiful life. Say, "Heavenly Father, I make a declaration. I am a man whose life is honored. Lord, I declare I have a beautiful life.
my generosity shall go on and on and on. Therefore, I receive into my house, into my destiny, into my home, into my job, into my business, into my assignment. I receive wealth and riches as I lift my voice. The power of God, the power of God to make wealth is engaged over my life, my assignment, and my effort. Wealth and riches for generosity is engaged. Lord, I declare by the word of God, by the word of God, lift up your voice wherever you are. Call forth riches, call forth wealth from your labor, from your work. Lift up that voice. Lift it up, Paratia Paradaya, Asifarabatima Kasaya, in your house, generosity. Generosity, honor and generosity. Oh, Kabahatania Kataya, Ibela Mahira Batataya. For some of them, having entertained strangers, entertained angels of God. Lord, I declare, by the word of God, in every house connected to this mission, connected to this commission, connected to this work. Lord, I declare, let there be wealth, let there be riches in their home and their companies and their business and their relationship. Lord, I declare, wealth and riches in every house. Lord, I declare an honorable life and a beautiful life. Lord, I declare, lift up that voice, lift it up, brother, lift it up, call it to be, create it with your word. Let your work become the avenue to reveal riches and wealth. Lift up your voice. His generosity goes on and on and on. A life beautiful and a life unravel. Lift up that voice. You cannot be poor. You must not be poor. For thou shalt remember, it is the Lord your God. It is the Lord your God. It is the Lord your God that giveth thee power to make wealth so that he may establish his covenant. Wealth is a means for the establishment of the covenant. Lord, I declare, by the word of God, we assess it. Wealth in our mind, wealth in our hands, wealth in ideas, wealth. Yadalabadia, Adalabahaya, Rabalabasaba, Adalabadia, Agadalabahaya, Rabalabasaba. Lift up that voice. It must be in your house. It must not be in your enemy's house where you beg. It must be in your house. Lord, your word said it. The righteous man, wealth and riches are in their house. Father, we declare, by the word of God, Asutataya, Adulia Tatane, Adelevadia, Agadelevahaya, Rabalevazana, Adelevahitalataya. Lift up the voice. Lift it up, my brother. Do your best. Yes, yes, brother. You can take care of the widow. You can take care of the orphanages. Yes, that is why we are believers. We must clothe the naked, feed the poor. That is why we are believers. Lift up your voice. The hand of God. We have become the mouth of God. We have become the kindness of God. We have become the graciousness of God. We have become the love of God because our hearts are reaching out to the poor and needy. Lord, we declare, let our houses, let our houses, let our businesses, let them be filled with riches and with wealth so that generosity will go on and on and on. Wealthy with money, lift up your voice. Telabahaya Rabalababarababana Grasuna Adiliva Ragadia Ragada Adelia Faradio Sananataya. Oh Lord, oh Lord, lift your voice, my brother. If you have not taken care of anyone before, ask now that you can do it. That is where satisfaction is. Satisfaction is in you being able to help others. Ask God for wealth and riches so that you can reach your hand to the needy, the weak, the broke. You can help them with a smile. Don't behave like the one who wants to take. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Pray and talk to God. Talk to God from your heart. Lift up that voice. Shatali atakaya. Ikanimotabakataya. May all the powers of God release over what creation be engaged over the ministry, from real estate to the media, to the leader, to the petroleum and oil, Lord, to the tertiary, Lord, to the software, Lord, with the clear, to add words, Lord, to engineering, to entrepreneurship, Lord, with the clear, by the power of the Holy Ghost, let the hand of God that create wealth and riches be engaged over our labor, our time, our energy, our efforts. Lord, by the clear, generosity must go on and on and on. Lift up that voice. Lift it up. Your work will go on. Your hand will be blessed. Your mind will be blessed. You will produce. You will be fruitful. And there was great grace on them all, and there was none that lack, because they all had this in common. Oh Lord, help us, help our businesses, help our homes. Let there be wealth and riches, no lack, nothing wanting, nothing law lacking in our families. Lord, rabba, 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 lift up the voice. Pray like somebody who wants to be the agency to give, not one to receive and just receive. No, one who wants to be in the place to have the capacity to give. For God so loved that He gave. Love brings giving. Love and clear in our neighborhood. Lord, in our society. Lord, around us. Let riches and wealth show up so that generosity can go on and on. Love and clear by the word of God. Lift up your voice. Shatakataya. Miria takatakataya. Seva lava kataya. Aya. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah to the man that is blessed and the woman that is blessed. Hallelujah to them whose fear and delight is the word of God. Hey, their seed shall be robust. They shall be firm. Lord, thank you. Lord, thank you. And in their house, there shall be wealth and there shall be riches. Lord, our houses are open up. Yakuli mataba, adela valia, abaradia satana, adela valia, adela vahila basaya, adela vahila taya, adela vahira, abaradio sara, adela vahaya, erakada. Yes, Lord. Shata in higher. Shata niyada kahayas. Mira Dio Sanatoa, Adili Vakiluta, Ibirigatia Gasante, Adili Varigadia, Iragadele Gabragadia, in this ministry, wealth and riches, in my house, rat and riches, the wealth of money, the health that brings wealth, peace that brings wealth and wealth, Lord, in my house, Lord, I declare riches and gold, in ideas, in opportunities, in open doors, Lord, I declare Asuna Kataya, Abela Bahita, generosity must go on. Libakata, Asuvalitaya, Adele Vahita, Ibidi Vahyanto, Ragadala Vahaya, Adela Vahina Kataya, lift up your voice. Hey, Shataniate, Manadaya Sahata, Mananaba Sahaya, Adili Vakatia, Adili Vadia Katana, Adele Valiata, Adela Vahila Batatana, Adele Vadikataya, Abili Vadia Katana, Adili Vadia, generosity must continue. It must go on. Somebody's life is dependent on your generosity. Somebody's home is dependent on your generosity. Somebody's safety, security, and preservation is founded on your generosity. Ask God for that wealth and that riches. Love and clear by the word of God, by the word of God. Somebody's ministry, their calling, their marriage is dependent on your generosity. Lord, Ayahadaya Gadia, Satania Bahaya, Akele Basana, Abela Bahila Taya, Adile Valadia, Adile Valadia, Asiva Lavadio, Adule Madusa, Apiria Tania Kataya, Wadele Valegadia, Alebranda Labahaya, Lord, I declare, by the word of God, In the name of Jesus, say, Heavenly Father, say, Heavenly Father, I make a declaration. The wealth of God, the riches from God, I receive. The riches and wealth in darkness also comes to me. The riches and wealth on the earth with man also comes to me. I declare my house shall be filled with wealth and riches.
One time I was at the Ethiopian airport, and I went to the washroom. Then I saw a man, a Muslim. When I looked at him, the Lord said, give him your dollars. I'm like, what? We are in transit. So I pulled it out in the washroom. Then I gave it to him. The guy had tears. He said, I've heard that. Are you a Ghanaian? I said, yes. I've heard that you people are good. With tears. You see, for him, that could be a lifesaver. Poverty is not a good thing. Fight it with all your heart. Man of God, you see the way I say that thing. Always I look for the opportunity, because I've seen prostitutes who we have taken off the road. I have no idea. We've had times in the ministry where people have been brought who we had to extend our hand to pull them out of the hands of people who push and peddle prostitution. Bring them into the church to be here for a while. Do Holy Ghost baptism and deliverance for them. Get connection back to their parents wherever they are, and send the children back. You see, if you don't have money, you can't do it. You will wish to do it, but I tell you, with all your wish, you can't do it. Me, I have a special affinity for prostitutes. Whenever I drive on that road, in my heart, because I feel that, why should somebody take advantage of another person's body for 200 Ghana cedi? In all decency, can't any person or anybody else be able to give that amount so that their bodies and their mind can be safe? You are going to pray again. This is serious prayers. From the depths of your heart, you are going to ask God, the Lord, let wealth flow into my house. Let it so flow. Let it flow. Flow so much that when I give out, I can't even feel it. So that I can help. I can raise. I can train. You know the joy that comes with that? That is living. When you can share your life, you are living. So you are going to pray again. Then after that, I'll quote one scripture. As you go back, think about it. Imagine you are handling 50, 30 girls that you can single-handedly take them, raise them through school, build them up. Your ability to give to somebody is your ability to witness. I'm praying for all of you. That's why there's wealth creation in the church. That God will enrich in us until the point whereby we can so help. We can so help. You can help and not think twice. Because you have the capacity. If you don't have the capacity, you are thinking about your own survival. Why would you think about another person? That's why we cry like this. So that as we learn when we don't have to give, we also learn to give when we have. Say, Heavenly Father. Say, Heavenly Father, my home is opened. My house is open for heavenly transactions of wealth and riches in an unusual measure. I declare, they that are willing and obedient, they shall eat the best of the land. Lord, I assess the best of the land. Let the milk flow. Let the honey flow. Let the beauty flow into my house. Lord, I declare wealth and riches, because the generosity must go on and on and on. I declare by the word of God, unusual riches, supernatural riches, ideas that bring riches. Lord, I declare wealth transfer, wealth access. Lord, I declare that as I pray, I assess it, and I declare the generosity must go on and on and on. I apply through the blood, I implore through the name, riches and wealth for my assignment and the assignment of the Lord. I declare by the word of God, lift up your voice quickly. I see gold, I see silver, I see honey, I see things. Lift your voice. Oh, Deuteronomy. Who? Yeah. Shikalitaya. Minitalitataya. Sufani valima tilekatia, abili valina na wasada haya, atili batia, akulia baradisa, apele gadile kasanata, adela bahila la la bahaya, aperia takataya. Don't be a spectator. You will not be at the mercy of another. Ask that God will bring riches and wealth into your hands. He will open the hearts of men, he will open the hearts of institutions, he will make you wealthy and rich, and generosity will go on. Oh, glory.
there is hope for the weak, hope for the sick, hope for the worry, hope for the blind, because you will be there. You will be there. You will be there. You will be there. Shatali batata, adala bahaya, ragadala bazahaya, adala bahira tataya. Lift up your voice. Say in the name of Jesus, I declare today, by the word of God, I assess lands and riches. I assess lands, Lord, clear. I assess lands for buildings, accommodations, projects. I assess lands in the name of Jesus, the Son of God. I assess lands. I assess lands in this city, in Ghana and outside Ghana. I assess lands and I declare I will do projects on the land. See, Heavenly Father, I make a declaration. I make a declaration. I assess lands for my assignment, for my destiny, for my buildings, for my projects. We assess lands for hospitals, lands for businesses, lands for ministry, lands for homes. Lift your voice and prophesy it and receive it, brother. This is holy time. Talk to God, especially those that have nothing. Brother, assess it. Do you have a project? Assess the land for it. Tell Abagadia. Afela mahadusa piriatana na kosaya abela mahatana ladala bakataya ekala bahaya. Lance law, lance and release into the ministry. Ah, for the single families. Oh Lord, for the married. Lord, for the businessmen. Lord, for those in real estate, for those in the media. Lord, we release lance, supernatural deals, supernatural openness. Lord, access. Lift up your voice. You will build on it. You will raise something. Lift up your voice all over online. Assess on lands in the United States, in UK, in Ghana, in Nigeria. Yes, assess some lands. Nobody owns the land. God is the owner of all lands, and the government owns and the chiefs assess it. They came to meet it. Assess it. Favor for lands all over. Assess it, brother. Lift up that voice. Shatariya tatane. Adela Bahaya, Akalaba Satane, Ladala Bahaya, lift up that voice. Holy Ghost, we declare the release. The release, Lord, the release of lands for every assignment. Lord, the release of lands for every assignment in every house, over every family. Lord, we prophesy it for business, for commerce. Lord, Ayahadiya Bakataya, Adala Bahaya, Rabababababasata. Lift up that voice. Lift up that voice. Kule Tanakaya, Itili Balagadaya, engineering projects. Real estate projects, family projects, all hospitals, orphanages, schools. Lord, we assess it by the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, we declare Agadia Gadaya, Asuvala Bahinata, Adela Bahaya, Rabala Basata, Adela Badia. I prophesy it. The Lord, He brings us to launch. Lord, yeah, Deuteronomy 8. Say, Heavenly Father, I make a prophecy over my life. For the Lord my God, He brings me into a good land. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land. What is a good land? One is a land of what? A land of brooks, of waters, of fountain, of the depths that spring out valleys and hills. He's telling you there are brooks, there are streams, there are fountains, there are rivers. He said, when you look in the valley, there's water. When you look on the hills, water is flowing. Either spring, either stream, either brooks. That is the land. It doesn't end with just water. It graduates to the second portion. He said it's not just a land that has water. It's a land of, let's read it, verses 8. A land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates. A land of oil, olive, and honey. It is land though. But it has got water. It has got wheat. It has got barley. It is land. But it has got pomegranates. It has got, what again did he say? Olive oil. Oil of the olive. It has got figs. It has got wheat. I love it. He says that in this land is a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. The Lord has brought your family into a new land. Can you imagine it? The land is bringing the house, the business is bringing you. You shall eat bread with scarceness. Thou shalt not lack anything in it. It is all about the land, oh. It is not about the wheat. The land has the wheat. The land has the barley. The land has the water. The land has the oil. The land has the honey. The land has the pomegranates. I said that is the land God is bringing you into. A land whose stones are iron. And out of his heels, thou mayest dig brass. There are precious metals there. I declare to you, where you are now, I decree that you are in a good land. You are in a good place. Receive it. Yes, a land where the stones are precious. They are iron. They are brass. You get into such a land. It's telling you that you become self-sufficient because of God. You are in a very good land. You are in a very, very good land. You are in a very, very good land. You are in a very, very good land. And what makes the land good? There are streams. There are streams, brother. There is water. There are brooks in the valley and in the hills. There is water. When you go beyond that, there is wheat. There is barley. There are fig trees. Brother, there is the oil of the olive. There is honey. There is even milk, brother. There is all these things in the land. The verse 10 is your assignment. The verse 10 is your assignment. Want to go read it with a smile. When thou hast eaten, you will eat, my brother. You will eat. When thou hast eaten and art full, you are not going to see all these things and not eat. No. You must see it and eat it and be full and give some out. When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given. I declare over you that as you are going back, you are in your good land. May you build houses. May you house yourself and others. I decree that may you have silver and gold. May you have the honey. May you have wheat. There will be no scarcity in your house. No lack in your house. Receive it. You will eat and be full. Your children will eat and be full. Those that are around you will also eat and be full. Because you are full. Receive it even in the name of Jesus. You are in a good land. God is about. But God has brought us into a good land. A land with brooks and rivers. Springs and lakes, streams out of the hills and through the valleys. It's a land of wheat and barley, of vines and figs and pomegranates, of olives, of oil and honey. It's land where you will never go hungry. Always food on the table and a roof over your head. It's a land where you will get iron out of rocks and mine copper from the hills. After a meal, satisfied, bless God, your God, for the good land he has given you. I declare that on this day, the 16th day, God bring every family, every home, every relationship, every individual into this good land. Even in Jesus' precious name. And everybody said, amen and amen.